There was plenty to cheer about for investors on the Aussie market, the ASX 200 lifting for a second successive session and hitting all-time highs during the day as well. The benchmark index climbing to 7,197 points around lunchtime. It wasn't quite able to hold on to those particular gains, but still ended up around 18 points or a quarter of 1% to 7,162 points, a second successive record close as well. So plenty of positive news to come through in terms of profit results and also the Chinese stimulus coming through amid the slowdown to the Chinese economy due to the coronavirus outbreak. So, and when we look at the companies reporting profit results, one of the big attention grabbers today was Qantas, the national carrier today, jumping around 5.9% to close out the day. It certainly received attention due to its outlook for the remainder of this financial year. It's expecting about a $100 to $150 million hit to its bottom line due to the coronavirus outbreak. It's going to cut about 15% of its flights throughout the Asia region, but its first half results were mostly in line with the market's expectations, and they also managed to lift their interim dividend as well. A pretty strong session for Coca-Cola. Amatil, its share price jumping around 8.5%. It has struggled in the past with its sales, but over this particular half, it saw some pretty solid growth across its Australia-Pacific region. Lendlease, another one to improve, up nearly 7% on the back of its profit results, but not such a good performance for the likes of Whitehaven Coal, down around 5.5% with the lower coal prices really impacting its bottom line. Domain Holdings also sliding around 6% after its first half results today. Its revenue down 8%, even with the pickup in the Aussie marketplace, it still has seen pretty low listings on its website. So another decliner which actually released results yesterday was WiseTech Global, which slumped 27% yesterday. It's fallen a further 12% today on a broker downgrade and several price target cuts as well. And the Aussie dollar also weaker, buying around 66.5 US cents. Today's unemployment rate jumping from 5.1 to 5.3%, even though we had about 13,000 jobs added, more than the market was expecting.